أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been focusing on Surah Al-Baqarah, and in the last 10 clips we've covered the three sections. Let's just go over them so that we know where we are. We've called this the Baqarah Learning Institution, and in the first section there were three groups of people: those who accepted guidance, those who rejected guidance, and those who pretended to accept guidance. We then looked at the second section, which was about the director of this learning institution, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who basically says, register with this institution for a lifetime course if you want to be successful, if you want Jannah on the earth and in the Akhirah, because these are guaranteed. There is no competition. He actually challenges us on the syllabi that's taught here, and he says, in essence, you cannot deny that I am your creator, for you were dead, I raised you to life, you will die again, and I will raise you back again, and you will come back to me. And finally, he says that the resources of the world are for all human beings, and this learning institution covers all aspects of life. So it's a complete no-brainer that it is the only institution that will take us to our full potential. In section 3, he introduces us to his first student, who is a representative of all human beings. The human being has limitless potential, and if that is manifested, then even angels are in awe. And it teaches us that that which limits potential is the I, the ego, which was raised by Iblis. It taught us that if you made a mistake, then there was a concept called Tawbah, and you could return to him, and this was an essential part of life. Following the guidance would lead to success, and success was no fear, no sadness. Rejection of this guidance would lead to turmoil and agitation in a self-created fire. Now we will start with section 4. And the story of Adam alayhi salam is repeated in terms of communities and nations. And here we find a major part of the first half of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's actually from ayah 40 to 123, dedicated to what I call the challenging students of the Baqarah Learning Institution. They experienced great turmoil because of disobedience. They brought trouble upon themselves, and then they wanted to be saved. And their dua was answered. They were sent loads of messengers, and then finally they were sent Musa from amongst themselves, but they saw him as an ordinary human being and kept on wanting miracles. In essence, the entire creation is a miracle. All we have to do is open our eyes. So we will subdivide this section, because it's so long, in about roughly three parts. They cross over into each other. The first part that we'll be looking into today is ayah 40 to 47. You've got to remember that the Bani Israel are an example of people who were sent loads of messengers. They continually rejected them, and they were given chance of forgiveness over and over again. And if we look at their history, it is sort of blighted with turmoil. There is continuous fear and sadness. And if you remember from the last part, following the guidance would mean no fear, no sadness, and that in essence is success. So in this part, in ayah 40 to 47, which we're going to look at, we will see an invitation to Bani Israel, to the children of Israel, to submission, which is in actual fact success. No fear, no sadness. Now the success comes with 12 directives. Let's start. Ayah number 40. Ya Bani Israel. O children of Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Number 1, remember the favor I bestowed upon you. Historically, the favor here is their safety from the tyranny of Pharaoh. Number 2, وأوفوا بأحدي, أوفي بأحدكم, fulfill your promise with me. I fulfilled my promise to you. This is the promise of not transgressing or abusing the laws of divinity. Don't break the laws that govern existence. Third one, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْحَبُونَ. Very strong word, إِيَّايَ, me and only me, فَرْحَبُونَ, should you be in awe of. You have a history of challenging me. Stop now, be in awe of me. Number 4. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. And believe in what I have revealed, what I have sent down to you. It verifies what is with you. Believe in my prophet. Believe in the Quran. It is what is with you. It just confirms it. 5. وَلَا تَقُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Don't be the first ones to cover up the truth about it. You know it is the truth. Don't cover it up. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا كَلِينًا. Don't exchange my ayat, my signs, for a measly price. In other words, don't sell your akhirah for the dunya. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. Again the word إِيَّايَ. Only me and only me should you be fearfully aware of. Don't worry about what he said, she said, you said, what they will say if you believe in the truth. Believe in it. Number 8 in Ayah 42. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't mix up truth with falsehood in order to cover the truth whilst you know. In other words, don't deliberately do that. Don't mix up truth and falsehood, because that's the only way you know it will cover up the truth. Number 9. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Establish salah in your life. Establish a connection to me. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And manifest that connection by purifying yourself. And the only way you do that is being able to share, by serving humanity. And then he says, وَارْقَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاقِعِينَ. And this is in relation with the salah. Do ruku with those who do ruku. In other words, pray like everyone else. Now this is the way that I wish to be worshipped. The injunction is that one must join the stream of worshippers, those who purify the self and seek the truth. Now before the 11th one, there is a question in Ayah 44. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِ. Do you advise other people towards righteousness? وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسِكُمْ. But you forget yourselves? وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Whilst you recite the book? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Have you no intellect? Recite or tilawat, tala, implies repetition and thereby awareness. So the specific meaning is related to those who advise others and don't apply it to themselves. If one is not transformed, you cannot help others to be transformed. It's not rocket science, and that's why it says أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Aql means knotting something up. One who is intellectual is able to knot his or her emotions to make a sound judgment. The opposite is jahil, one who has no restraint on their emotions, not able to do that. And then the 11th directive, directly related, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Like we say, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, it's the same word, seek help by making an effort as well. In other words, whatever you're seeking help in must be that in which you're making an effort. The wasta'inu, seek help in doing this, bisabri was salah, in sabr and salah, in patience and salah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that whenever Imam Ali alayhi salam faced a difficulty, he used to stand up for salah and recite the verse wasta'inu bisabri was salah. And Imam continues to say that patience means fasting. And he said, when a human being is confronted by a difficult misfortune, he should fast. Surely Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And it continues to say, وَإِنَّهَا لَقَبِيرَةٌ. This is a difficult thing, إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِينَ, except for those who are humble. The word uses خَاشِئِينَ. The next ayah describes خَاشِئِينَ. It says, they are those وَالَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They are those who believe that they will meet their Rabb and that they shall return to Him. In other words, they are certain of their accountability, and every salah to them becomes a practice drill of the day of Qiyamah. And as mentioned before, Ayah 47 again asks the Bani Israel to remember the favor of Allah. He says, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. I caused you to excel other nations. And this recalls the many prophets with which the people of Israel were graced. Now the final directive is in Ayah 48, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ أَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Protect yourself against a day when one soul shall not benefit another in anything. A day when absolute justice will prevail, no question of intercession or of being a chosen people can arise. Each soul will have brought whatever it may have earned. One's reward and recompense are one's past actions. And by remembering death and the day of Qiyamah, you can progress along the path of awakening, of success, where there will be no fear or no sadness. These 12 directives are just as relevant to us as they were to the Bani Israel over 1400 years ago. Let's now quickly summarize them. Number 1, remember my blessings on you. Number 2, fulfill your promise to me. You will not break my laws. Number 3, fear me and me alone. Number 4, believe in the message. Number 5, don't cover up the truth. Number 6, don't sell your akhirah for the dunya. Number 7, be God conscious. Number 8, don't mix truth and falsehood in order to hide the truth. 9, establish salah, connect with Allah and pray like everybody else does. Pray with them. وَرْقَوْ مَرَّاقِينَ. 10, give zakah. Purify everything you have by sharing. Serve creation. Number 11, seek help through patience and prayer, through fasting and prayer. And finally, fear a day when absolute justice will prevail. There will be nothing like that. You are a chosen people. May Allah grant us the ability to be able to follow these directives that were given to the Bani Israel. Inshallah, we will look at the second subsection of section 4 tomorrow.